We have heard from a number of you this week, including our students. And starting off this week's program, we're going to start with Chris Holmes and his fifth grade class at the Roosevelt Elementary School in Virginia. Aiden is our reporter this week.
Hello, my name is Aiden Henderson. I'm reporting from Mr. Holmes' fifth grade classroom. This is our Roosevelt Elementary Phonology Report for Tuesday, April 18, 2017. We tried to get a good look at the ducks, geese, loons, marasmers, and other birds on Silver Lake on Thursday morning, but the fog was so thick we couldn't see past the fishing dock. Lexi counted 6 loons on the lake the day before and watched for a while as they disappeared under the water and bobbed back up again. Wolves have been howling under the full moon this week, before dawn outside of Simon's house. Also, one of the 2 Canadian geese that have been hanging out in the yard have disappeared, and he hopes maybe it's nesting and a fox didn't get it. People in Virginia are starting to prepare their gardens for planting by raking and tilling the soil. Lizzie reports that tulips outside people's houses in town are leafing colorful. We collected the last silver maple sap of the season on April 12th. There was 2/3 less sap this year. The syrup it made was sweeter. On Wednesday and Thursday, we poured our classmade syrup over pancakes, waffles, and French toast sticks. One kid brought in a piece of old bread and said it was good too. This is our report for this week. Thank you. Goodbye.
I think that just proves if you put maple syrup on it, it's edible. So good job, kids. Chris does a wonderful job with those kids up there, and they have a lot of fun. I know that gathering the sap and making the syrup is one of the highlights of their year.